If you'd have said before the first test in Brisbane, you'll win the series 4-0, I think anyone would have taken that. The Australian side have done that. It's been a fantastic performance by all concerned. The selectors got it right. The players did the job, and I'm sure they enjoyed themselves over the last 48 hours. Let's find out how things were within the camp. Their assistant coach is former Australian player Brad Haddon. He's joining us on the line. G'day, Brad.
Morning, Jim. How you going, mate?
Yeah, really well. How are things with you? I mean, it was interesting. Steve Smith's, when asked for a key moment in the series, he highlighted the Nathan Lyon run out of James Vince up there in Brisbane. What for you do you think was a key moment or a defining moment in this series?
Yeah, I think there's a number, but the one that stood out to me, I think it's the way our bowlers went after their tail. It put a lot of doubt in the England camp and a lot of pressure with their top six batters that they were going to have to do the bulk of the runs because our boys were going to go after the tail. And I think we've shown that during the series that once they were five out, they were all out. So I think we put a lot of pressure there from the start.
And was that the message as well, do you reckon, on day five, Brad? Because they were still at the throats of the English tail last day of the series and they were peppering them.
Yeah, it was. It's obviously a big series to win at home, but we also know we've got a return leg in a couple of years. So it's just to make sure that our guys are doing what asked of them, making sure you keep the foot on the throat when you get the opportunity, and that's what they did.
I know you're a massive fan of Tim Payne. It was arguably the biggest selection gamble that the selectors took through the course of this Ashes series. It's certainly the biggest one for a long, long time. His preparation wasn't great from a long-form cricket point of view, but I think he dropped one catch in Brisbane, and apart from that, he was faultless behind the stumps as a former keeper. Your thoughts on Tim Payne, the cricketer? Your thoughts on Tim Payne, the teammate?
Yeah, I think Tim had an outstanding series. He came in under a lot of media pressure with the way he was selected and where he's come from with battling that finger over the last few years and to get the confidence back in the game. And I'm just so proud that he got the opportunity to show everyone how good he is because he's had that time out of the game. He hasn't had the opportunity to play the consistent cricket he would have liked. And on a personal front, I just think the character he brings to the change room. He's a good mix between the captain, vice-captain, the rest of the team. He's got a real calm head on his shoulders. And I think we've found our answer for the next few years, at least, with Tim Payne. I love what he brought to the team.
We saw a couple of screamers across the series. Brad, how much time do these guys put in to their skills work, their fielding each week?
Yeah, we're pretty ruthless with them. But the one thing we've tried to change it a bit with their feelings, make sure they're doing a lot of it under pressure and high intensity. Sometimes you can do junk miles and just catch balls for the sake of catching balls. But what we've tried to do is create a real identity with the boys and making sure they're doing a lot of their work under pressure. And the captain was, well, he probably dropped more catches than anyone.
I was going to say, is the captain in the nets too much and not catching?
Mate, he hasn't got that much on his mind. He's only carrying a nation on those shoulders. he catches as much as anyone, but it's all about making sure they're doing things and making things under pressure.
Mm. The evolution of Steve Smith as a captain. Forget about his batting. I mean, that's without question. He's just incredible what he's done essentially over the last 4 years and certainly as in his time as captain. But what about his captaincy? Did you see advancements, improvements, evolution throughout the course of this series, Brad?
Yeah, I think Steve's been growing since the South African series, to be honest, after the debacle of that.
Mm.
And I think he's really stamped his authority on the team and created identity that he wanted. He sets very high standards for himself, but also his players. And I think he's growing into the role. He hasn't had much captain experience in a young age. He's captained games, but he hasn't really set identities of groups of what he wanted. And I think this group now, he's starting to feel a lot more comfortable in his role. When he speaks, the players listen. And another thing with his batting, it's one of the hardest things with captaincy is making sure you're doing your job with the bat. And he's just been phenomenal, actually.
Mm. And how quickly does the focus turn for the squad towards that tour of South Africa, Brad?
Yeah, we spoke a bit about it after the test match. But it's also important for these guys to enjoy what they've just done. It's a huge campaign, an Ashes campaign. And to, to win 4-0, the pressure they were under for the whole 6 weeks. So they've got to go out and enjoy this for the next week or so and get their head around some one days. And when we come together as a test group, we spoke about wanting to be a great team and winning away from home. And South Africa, we've had a bit of success there of late winning away from home. So it's going to be a real good contest over there.
Nathan Lyon said before the series that he was hopeful of ending careers. He was criticised a little bit about it, but I totally understand. And he may well have done that in all the Australian. Gee, it sounded like something you might say, Brad. Any input there?
You've been drinking, Jim?
Not this morning.
Not this hour. Not this hour, Brad.
Not this morning. It's a bit of a change.
Normally 5:30 through 7:30.
Now, I think what we've seen with Nathan Lyon over the last 12 months, he's really matured into a leader in this group. And a lot of our energy comes off the back of what Nathan does in the field. And the way he bowled through this series, I heard England talking through that they thought they'd be able to go after Nathan Lyon and put some pressure back on our fast bowlers. But he's turned into a world-class spinner. And every time he comes on now, you actually feel like something's going to happen. A bit like, I know it's the great Shane Warne, but every time Warne came on, you thought something was going to happen. And I got that feeling with Nathan Lyon through the series. So every time he came on, I felt like something was about to happen.
You're coaching the Cricket Australia 11 versus the England 11. I think it's tomorrow at Drummoyne Oval. And I believe you've got GD McGrath next year. Like, who's in charge, really? Is it you or Glenn?
Oh, I've got the coach is next to my name, but nah, Glenn's a legend in the game. Whatever he wants, he gets, I reckon. So it's good to get guys like Glenn back involved. It's going to be a great thrill for these young guys. And what I'm going to talk to the guys about is there's another opportunity to play against England. You don't get these opportunities much. It's an Ashes year. So some of the guys in the team are only 18 years old. So just to recognise the opportunity they've gotten, England will talk a lot about this is a different group. It's nothing to do with the Test series. That's all bull. Let's just give them a good touch-up and let the big boys take over next week.
What time did you get home Monday night? Or was it Tuesday morning?
Well, what's today?
Keep going.
You've lost a day. Fantastic.
I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, it feels like Friday. That's why we're drinking in here, Brett. Good on you, mate. Congratulations. Great to be a part. That's your first series as an assistant coach on home soil, and it was a big win, 4-0. And I know you've got lots of stuff coming up, including that tour of South Africa. Great to have some time with you this morning, Brett.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your day.